Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 29. This is October 23rd, 2010. This Way to Well-Being, The Lefko Method, Part 3. The Lefko Occurring Process and the Lefko Deconditioning Process are the two newest processes that constitute the Lefko Method. I've mentioned them before in other posts. Today, I'll summarize each of them and describe how each offers a unique benefit not found in any other process in the Lefko Method, or, to the best of my knowledge, in any psychotherapeutic or personal growth technique. I'll also describe the Who Am I Really process, which helps you enter an altered state of consciousness. The Lefko Occurring Process. Our beliefs are the meaning we give to a series of events in the past, which we now feel is the truth. For us, a belief is an accurate description of reality, which gives it the power to influence our thoughts, feelings, and behavior. We also give meaning to reality moment by moment, and the meaning we give events determines how reality occurs for us. For example, someone you know walks into a crowded room and doesn't say hello to you. That is a fact. It may occur to you, however, that she doesn't like you, or that she's being rude, or that she didn't see you. All of these occurrings are possible meanings for her behavior that exist only in your mind. But here's the problem. For most of us, the way the world occurs for us is our reality because we never distinguish between the two. And because the way we think reality is determines our thinking, our feelings, the possibilities available for our actions, etc., for most of us, most of the time, our responses to reality are really our responses to our occurrings. Because our emotions are usually the result of our occurrings and not reality itself, because events have no inherent meaning, they cannot usually cause feelings, the ability to dissolve our occurrings enables us to eliminate negative emotions at will. Unlike beliefs, which once form become our reality forever, unless they've been eliminated, our occurrings are only the meaning we have given transient events and then disappear either immediately or shortly after the events are gone. As a result, current occurrings rarely affect us in the future. The single easiest, best, and fastest way to control your experience of life is to consistently make a distinction between reality and how reality occurs for you and then dissolve the occurring, so you're left with nothing but the facts of reality. For more details on occurring, see a short video I made that visually explains how we create occurrings and how we can dissolve them. www.occurringcourse.com/how-occurring-works. See also a blog post devoted entirely to this topic, www.mortylefko.com/create-experience-life. Although eliminating beliefs and conditionings can make a profound difference in how you experience your life, you'll gain more minute-by-minute control over it using the Lefko Occurring Process. And if you'd like some information about the next course where I teach participants how to use it, see www.occurringcourse.com/discover. The Lefko Deconditioning Process. This process has the potential to be used in a wide variety of problems, but it was created for and currently is only used for eating problems. I discovered after years of trying to help people stop their overeating by eliminating beliefs that that approach was insufficient. I had known all about classical conditioning, in which a stimulus is conditioned to produce a behavioral or emotional response. So rejection or making a mistake can be conditioned to produce anxiety. Or being told what to do can be conditioned to produce anger. This type of conditioning was demonstrated by Pavlov's dogs that were conditioned to salivate by the ringing of a bell. The Lefkoe stimulus process can easily decondition this type of conditioning. But that type of conditioning didn't seem relevant for overeating, which involves a behavior that seems compulsive. There's another type of conditioning called operant conditioning. This type of conditioning is the result of rewarding or punishing a behavior. As a result, you become conditioned to act in a certain way in order to achieve the reward or avoid the punishment. This also didn't seem relevant to the way eating gets conditioned. So at some point I realized that overeating is largely the result of a different type of conditioning. Here's how eating gets conditioned. When we have some type of negative feeling, such as anxiety, depression, neediness, and loneliness, and then eat, two things happen. First, we're distracted for the moment from the negative feeling. And two, second, we have substituted a positive feeling, eating, for the negative feeling. After experiencing a pleasant distraction, or a comforting, or a numbing feeling, many times when we eat, eating gets conditioned, and it becomes a compulsive reaction whenever the negative emotional trigger it was associated with shows up in your life. Other behaviors could get conditioned the same way, but so far, eating is the only compulsive behavior I have found to be conditioned this way. The Lefkoe deconditioning process makes several distinctions that enable eating to be deconditioned so that it no longer is an automatic compulsive behavior whenever the trigger appears. For more details, see an ebook I recently wrote about how overeating is caused by this type of conditioning and how it can be totally stopped using the Lefkoe deconditioning process and, in some cases, the Lefkoe belief process. Go to eatingreport.com. These are my two newest processes, and I'm very excited about them. One of them will help people stop overeating for good without using willpower. The other will enable you to create your experience of life minute by minute. Do you know anything else that can do this? The Lefkoe method is both practical and spiritual. It wasn't until several years after I'd been using the Lefkoe belief process that I realized that it opened the gate to a profoundly spiritual experience of oneself. After a while, I created a process that I now call Who Am I Really? That supports the spiritual part of the Lefkoe belief process. Who Am I Really? Enables people to distinguish themselves as the creator of their lives. This awareness is not merely a thought process where you understand that you create your life. It isn't even merely the experience of creating your life. It is a creative process where you distinguish yourself as the creator of your life, at which point you know it on a very profound level that goes way beyond understanding or even experience. In this altered state, you experience that anything is possible and that nothing is missing. All the other individual processes that comprise the Lefkoe method help you change the creation you think you are in some way. The Who Am I Really process helps you realize that you aren't merely your creation. You ultimately are the creator of the creation. All in all, the Lefkoe method is a profoundly spiritual method to improve your life. It not only helps you in very practical day-to-day way, it also helps you to distinguish yourself as the creator of your life. You really have to do the Who Am I Really process to get how powerful it is. It is included at the end of the free beliefs at recreateyourlife.com, and it also is a standalone process in all of our streaming video and DVD products that we offer at recreateyourlife.com/store. Next week's post will describe the final two processes of the Lefkoe method. Please share any comments you have on the Lefkoe occurring process, the Lefkoe deconditioning process, and the Who Am I Really process on my blog at mortylefkoe.com. If you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefkoe belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. and to purchase a DVD program that I guarantee to help you significantly improve your confidence and also eliminate the major day-to-day problems that most people face, check out recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Have a great week, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Don't forget, have a great Thanksgiving, and I'll see you next week with podcast number 30. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.